Nearly 1,000 miles east of Sri Lanka is the island of Phuket, one of Thailand's most famous resorts. The beaches were filling with tourists when the tsunami struck Sunday morning. Hundreds of people, foreigners and locals alike, perished there and on other islands nearby. Reporter Dwali Saikautau is in Phuket.
At Phuket City Hall, a woman announces the embassies that are available to help tourists displaced by the killer tsunamis.
United States Embassy, Hungary, Germany, Australia, New Zealand.
This resort island was devastated by the waves. Kayla Holbrook is from Powell River, Canada. She and her friend Amy Gorman from England described Phuket before the massive waves hit.
The perfect place for a Christmas vacation. It was blue seas and beautiful islands, not too smaller islands, sandy beaches.
It's just perfect, isn't it?
And we went snorkeling and then came back and it was just horrible.
And people were cut up, people had black eyes, some people didn't know where their family members were.
So it wasn't even there when you got back?
No, there was nothing.
They said they saw television sets floating past them, beach chairs thrown everywhere, and kayaks up on hills. The west coast of Phuket was hit hardest. According to the latest government figures, 124 people died on this island alone. Matthew Heinmark is general manager of Travorn Beach Resorts. He explains what he saw.
The problem was, as people were walking, the power of the water just pushed everyone over and took everyone with the water. Everything in the way, and everyone walking, in vehicles, tuk-tuks even, were just turned upside down, and people were flattened.
Lieutenant Colonel Satin Bunwang read out the latest numbers of the dead in Phuket and other nearby islands.
In Phanga, 478, Krabi, 68, Ranong, 107, Trang, 4, Stun, 4, Samari, 785 died. Yes.
Among the hundreds killed here was Bumi Jensen, a U.S. citizen and a grandson of Thailand's king. The 21-year-old was vacationing with his mother, Her Royal Highness Princess Ubon Ratchakhan. His body was reportedly cremated in Bangkok today. This Phuket resident said it is a sad time for the royal family, Thai people, and for international visitors who had expected a perfect holiday.
Everything is destroyed. Nothing, even one hotel is available over there. A lot of people are staying in the temple now.
Transportation back to Bangkok is being offered free of charge to tourists, and temporary housing for locals and tourists is being made available. Meanwhile, rescue operations will continue. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Phuket.